Good day, beloved. In Matthew's Gospel, the 6th chapter, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" Beloved, Jesus said, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, drink, what you will wear, or even about tomorrow. And I know it is hard not worrying in this world when all you hear and see is bad news on television and in newspapers. Worry is a part of the matrix of a society built on mendacity and manipulation. But Jesus said, don't worry about these things, food, clothes, or tomorrow. And I believe Jesus wants us to, first of all, stop. Stop letting what's happening around you affect what has already happened in you. You are alive. You are living. You are still here. You have been given another day. Stop letting what may happen tomorrow make you miss what you already have today, and you have life. But not only stop, but look around you. There is a universe of life around you, busy living life. Jesus said, just look at the birds of the air. They don't own 401ks. They don't have stocks. They don't have bonds. They don't have real estate holdings, savings accounts, or trust funds. If God takes care of their needs, won't God take care of yours also? Look at the flowers, the lilies of the field, Jesus says. They don't shop at Neiman Marcus or Macy's, but they have the best tailor-made attire ever witnessed in this world. Why? Because God is their personal tailor, because God loves them. And guess what? God loves you so much that you are worth more than any of these. Won't God take care of you if God takes care of them? And then finally, listen. Listen to your heart and what your heart is saying to you in each heartbeat. Your heart is telling you that God loves you. Your heart is saying that God adores you. Your heart is saying to you that if God did not spare God's best, God's son for you, then God will take care of you right now. Have faith, Jesus said, for the same God who made the majestic mountains can handle your miseries. The same God who sends rain to replenish the earth has already sent resources to sustain you. The same God who came to be with you is still with you right now because God cares for you. Do not worry about tomorrow. Stop. Savor the majesty of this present moment. Look around at the universe of evidence of God's care for you and listen. Listen to your heart. That means life is beating within you. And where there is life, there is always hope. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be encouraged. I'm so glad the tomb was empty. Now make it a great day.